size-wise in the middle, but Eminent has got some size. They will definitely have a size advantage when it comes to the perimeter players on the court for tonight. So here we go. Sharp in the center with number one, Tristan Weaver. And Tristan Weaver, well, she is flat-out playing. Great player here at Eminent, and she wins the tip. And Eminent brings it into the front court. They'll swing it down in the left corner. That's where Spurgeon's got it back out top and gives it right there to Spurgeon. Spurgeon swings it on the right side to Keeling. Keeling back out top for Vincent. Vincent back down to Sperling on the baseline. Dumps it inside to Weaver. Short jumper, no good. Rebound, ball it around and controlled by the Alton Lady Comet. Maggie Warren got it. Is off to Montgomery. Montgomery brings it into the front court, working it to the right side. Now it gets cut off, got to get rid of it, does to Courtney Sharp. Sharp back out on top to Grayston Warren. Grayston has a little trouble with the handle, now getting rid of it. Ball's going to be knocked away and into the backcourt, but it's run down back there by Maggie Warren for all. Maggie going up the left side is going to get fouled. It's going to be a push on the Eminence Lady Red Wings. Foul goes on number 12. That is Trista Keeling. Her first delight, first foul called in the ball game. 7:14 to go, first quarter. No score here at Eminence. Alton inbounds to basketball. Got it to Warren in the left corner. Looking at the cutter, going in the lane. Nice pass, and the basket is good for Mackenzie Smith. Or the Alton Lady Comets. Alton breaks out on top early here at Eminence. Lady Red Wings with it. Victor on the left side will swing it around. Got it to number 12, just Keeling. Keeling dumps it to the high post to Victor. Now back outside for Spurgeon. Spurgeon going to be trying to get the Weaver ball knocked away by the defense. But controlled by Eminence. Long shot here by Vincent. Good out of the left corner. Brielle Vincent hits a three-pointer out of the corner to give Eminence the lead here at 3-2. And a little full-court pressure and a steal by the Lady Red Wings. Shot is no good for Spurgeon. And Spurgeon misses one from point blank, and the old Lady Comets have got it back. Montgomery brings it into the front court. Goes to the right side of the floor. Gives it off there to Mackenzie Smith. Going back down in the corner for Montgomery. Left-hand dribble drive out to the top of the key. Evan Montgomery will give it on the left side for Maggie Warren. Warren looking in the middle. Nobody. Now bounces it to Sharp, who got three. Fakes right. Steps left. Turns and shoots. No good. And the rebound controlled by Tristan Weaver for Eminence. Here come the Lady Red Wings with a one-point lead in the ball. They get it to the free throw line to Spurgeon. Back outside. Long shot is good. Number 32. That is Savannah Victor. So a pair of threes for the Eminence Lady Red Wings. They lead it now 6-2. Alton looking to get it across the timeline. They do. Ball goes to Smith. Maggie getting into the lane. Back outside to Courtney Sharp. Her shot from the baseline. No good. And the rebound taken by Eminence. Here comes Savannah Victor. Long pass up the floor. Going to be knocked away. Good defensive play by Courtney Sharp to get back for the Alton Lady Comets and prevent an easy layup there. 6-2, our early score. Alton broke out to the 2-0 lead. Eminence has hit a couple of three-pointers here in a row and have taken the 6-2 lead with 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Eminence running the inbound play. Got the ball to Spurgeon. She curls to the bucket, misses the shot, and then the rebound. Going to be off the hands. Oh, we're going to give that one back to the Eminence Lady Red Wings. Thought that was off the hands of Weaver. Eminence triggers it in. Got it into Vincent. Vincent with a short jumper. No good from just outside the lane. And the rebound controlled by Alton. Montgomery brings the ball across the timeline right through the middle of the big Red Wings in the middle of the floor. Alton working it to Mackenzie Smith. Now over to Warren. Warren is going to travel with the basketball. Yep. Number 25, Grayston Warren. Wanted to pass that basketball, and just as she pulled up to pass it, the passing lane closed on her. Tried to stop and call for the travel. So Alton turns it over with 5:10 to play here in the first quarter. 6-2, Eminence with the early lead on a pair of threes, one by Savannah Victor, another by Brielle Vincent. And official tying his shoe, and here we go. Eminence will bring it in the front court with Spurgeon, swing it in the left corner to Vincent. Vincent, or victory of Victor, and here's a long shot. This one by Spurgeon is good. Spurgeon hits a three, and it's 9-2, Eminence. Alton inbound against the full court pressure. Got it to Montgomery, and she's going to be fouled going up the sideline. Foul going to be on number 12. That is Trista Keeling. And for Keeling, that'll be her second foul of the game. And immediately, Coach Blackwell gets her out of there. Rainey Proctor checks into the ball game. Is that what I wrote? No, Porter. All right, Porter into the ballgame. Alton with it off the inbound. Wings it on to the outside for Warren. Warren holds it just outside the free throw circle. Now goes into the lane. Oh, all the way down the left side of the bucket. No, cover for a travel. I don't think the All-Lady Comet fans like that call. But Gracie Warren, with a nice move to get open down the left side of the lane, she hit the layup. Okay, Crystal said she took an extra step. So here we go, 4:30 to go in the first quarter. Here's another long three for Eminence. That one bounces off the rim, no good. That one by Victor, no good. And Alton comes down the rebound. Warren gives it up to Montgomery. Evan coming to the half-court line. Dribbles away from the defense. Nice crossover dribble to the left hand. Gets to the top of the key. Going down the right side of the lane, looking for the shot. It is blocked. And we're going to get a travel called on Montgomery. So another turnover on the Alton Lady Comets. And imminent with another substitution. Number 23, Courtney McDaniel checks into the game. McDaniel is in. Number 34, Brielle Vincent is out. So already all seven players on the roster for Eminence have played in the game. Yeah, they've only got seven. Here is Spurgeon. Spurgeon going to the lane, pulls up with a running one-hander, and it is good. Bryn Spurgeon with her second bucket of the night. She's got five. Alton takes the full-court pressure, got the ball to Courtney Sharp. She loses the handle, and Spurgeon gets down on the floor and gets it. And that's going to roll out of bounds off the hands of the Eminence Lady Red Wings. It'll be Alton Comet basketball. And Coach Destiny wants a timeout. 11-2. Alton down by 9 at Eminence. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Alton Quick Connection is a great place to go when you want some good food fast. Come in and check out their daily breakfast and lunch specials. Now serving American farm-raised catfish every day. Every Thursday from 11 to 8, three-piece catfish dinner, $10.99. Five-piece, $13.49. They also have upgraded with larger machines at the laundromat. For your convenience, remember, 24-hour pay at the pump available. For fast, friendly service and great food, stop by the Quick Connection in Alton.
Now back after the timeout, we'll say thanks to your Alton Comet supporters, including Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, the Alton Bank and Alton Auto Parts, and Gun and Pond. Alton Lady Comets are down 9 here in the first quarter. Eminence with the basketball, got it to Weaver at the high post. Now a lob one down inside to McDaniel. Out back outside for Victor, and she misses the jumper. And rebound control by the Lady Comets. Courtney Sharp got it. Gives off to Montgomery. Long pass up the floor. Here's a spot-up three. No good by Maggie Warren. And rebound control by the Eminence Lady Red Wings. Well, they worked hard on the boards. Here's Spurgeon. Dump it to Weaver. Weaver in the lane. Turns with the left hand. Misses the shot. And rebound comes off hard and taken by Montgomery. Montgomery up to Maggie Warren. She fakes the shot, now puts it up, and it's blocked. And Eminence showing the other way. Spurgeon on the snowbird will score the layup. That is Bryn Spurgeon with her seventh point in the first quarter, and it's an 11-point. Eminence, Lady Red Wing lead. Lady Comets break the full-court pressure again. Got up to Courtney Sharp. Sharp going to the bucket. Goes up with a shot. No good, but she's fouled on the play. And she'll go to the free throw line and will shoot two. Foul's on number 23, Courtney McDaniel. We have the first and the 13th foul called on the Eminence Lady Red Wings. Alton Comets have not been called for a foul in this first quarter. Down to 2:49 to go. And the free throw is up and no good. Eminence on a 13-0 run right now. Here's number 12 back in the game, Trista Keeling. As Tristan Weaver will check out. Eminence losing a little bit of size there. And Coach Blackwell, I'm sure with seven players, likes a good rotation, and it was time to rotate Keeling back in and Weaver out. Second free throw is good for Courtney Sharp, her first point of the night. That makes it a 13-3 ball game. And now officials blew the whistle, and Eminence will inbound it again. Walton down 10, Lady Comet basketball here on K-Country 95, 2:43 to go in the first quarter. Spurgeon takes it to the top of the key, gives the basketball to Porter. Porter brings it down in the corner, driving the baseline, Spurgeon. Got it to McDaniel, back outside to Keeling. Her shot is no good. And rebound taken by Warren, and that was Gracie Warren. She'll give it up. Going all the way to the bucket on the other end, and the shot blocked out of bounds. No, they're going to call a travel again on the Alton Comets. There were 2:23 to go. Eminence with a 10-point lead and the ball here in the first quarter. Lady Red Wings. Coach Gaston talking to the officials about all the travel calls. on shooting layup. Here's a pass in the lane for Eminence. No good with a shot at Savannah Victor. Misses a short one. Alton rebounds it. Long pass. Got up to Maggie Warren. Maggie will back it out and now give it to Montgomery. Montgomery takes it down in the corner and back out front. Number 20, Mackenzie Smith, trying to get it in the lane. Ball stolen by Spurgeon. Spurgeon off on the run. Two defenders to beat. Goes to the hole. Misses the shot. And then the rebound is going to go off the hands of Eminence and out of bounds. It will be Alton Lady Comet basketball. Alton in need of a bucket here. Another substitution for Eminence. As Weaver checks back into the ballgame, McDaniel will sit down. And a little full court pressure here by the Lady Red Wings. Alton inbounds the ball to Evan Montgomery. Evan brings it to midcourt, brings it down to Maggie Warren. Takes it down to the baseline, now curls to the bucket. Little running one-hander, something good. That is Maggie Warren with the bucket, her first of the night. And Alton now. And now Eminence breaks the full court pressure, gets the ball down inside. Shot is up by Weaver, no good. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul call. Foul on number 15 for the Alton Lady Comets. That is Maggie Warren, going to be called for her first. Called in the scramble after the loose ball. Eminence will inbound it. Got it to Spurgeon for three. It went off the rim. No good. Rebound comes out long. It's run down by Weaver, who saves it in to Vincent for Eminence. Nice play by Weaver and Vincent. Victor. Eminence working it around the outside again. Got the ball to Keeling. Keeling will go to Victor. She'll bring it back outside. I'll take it to the top of the key, and the Lady Red Wings start it from there. Throw down the left corner to Brielle Vincent. Back outside to Spurgeon. Spurgeon down the right side of the lane. Throws up the shot. No. And we're going to get a foul called on the all-Lady Comets. Foul is going to be called on number 20. That is Mackenzie Smith. Second foul of line on the, or second foul on the Alton Lady Comets here in the first quarter. We're under a minute to go here in the first quarter at Eminence. Alton down by 8. Now make it 9 as Spurgeon hits the free throw. Bryn Spurgeon having a good first quarter. She scored 8, looking for a 9th point, and it's good. 9 points for Spurgeon. Alton inbounds the basketball with 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. They're down by 10. And there's Evan Montgomery brings it into front court. Now they're going to call her for a travel. Kind of got out of control there and couldn't maintain her pivot foot as she was spinning away from the defense. So Eminence gets the ball back with 47 seconds to go. There's Keeling out on top. Gets it back over to Spurgeon. Spurgeon, dribbling one time, gives to Weaver way out on the floor. Back around to Keeling. She'll square up a 3, and it's off the rim. No good. The rebound taken by Warren for Alton. Nice play there by Gracie Warren. Gives it off to Montgomery. Taking it up the right side of the floor, all the way down the face, down the right side of the lane. And she's going to get fouled on the dribble drive. Montgomery trying to make something happen here. Gets fouled by number 12, Trista Keeling. And that is the third foul on Keeling. And that'll bring Porter back in the ballgame. Rainey will check back in for Eminence. And looks, we've probably seen the last of Keeling here in the first half. With 3 fouls in the first quarter. Alton running the inbound play. Trying to get it into Warren, and the ball goes through her hands and out of bounds. It'll be Eminence basketball. Lady Red Wings will have it back with 22 seconds to go in the first quarter. Chance to add to a 10-point lead here. 15-5, they lead it. Ball goes to Spurgeon. Down in the corner to Vince to, Victor. And around the horn to Vincent in the right corner. Looking to get it inside. Eminence trying to set up the triangle over there. Now back outside to Spurgeon. Skip pass goes down to Vincent in the corner for 3. That one's off the mark. Weaver rebounds and fires it back up and in. First 2 points of the night for Tristan Weaver. And that's the end of our first quarter. Our score, 17-5. Eminence Lady Red Wings leading the Alton Lady Comets. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you in the market to purchase a car, truck, or SUV? Have you found what you want to buy but haven't got your financing arranged? At Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, they want to help you make that purchase. Come by and talk with their experienced loan staff and they will discuss loan products with you. Same day decisions are their goal. They hope to put you behind the wheel of that vehicle you have your heart set on as soon as possible. Alton Bank and Bank of Birch Tree, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, 2 stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the boot heel. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
We're back in Eminence here, the Shannon Kelly season. We bring you basketball tonight on the Ecom Sports Network. The Alton Lady Comets and the Eminence Lady Red Wings here in Big Springs Conference action. At the end of one quarter, it's 17-5. Eminence with the lead. And Lady Comets have been plagued by turnovers in the early part of the game. See if they can get that turned around here in the second quarter and fight their way back into the set. It will be Alton basketball to start the second quarter. Gracie Warren, Maggie Warren, Courtney Sharp, Mackenzie Smith, and Evan Montgomery starting the quarter for the Alton Lady Comets. Here's a pass by Montgomery into the inside. That ball is deflected, picked up by Eminence, and a long pass down the floor is going to be stolen, and now stolen back by Spurgeon, and now Montgomery's got it for the Alton Lady Comets. So an exchange there. Here's Mackenzie Smith going down the right side of the floor. Pulls up on the wing, looking for the outlet. Got it back outside to Montgomery. Evan moves to the top of the key. Swings it to Courtney Sharp for three. That wins up off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound, Gracie Warren, and she's going to get fouled. And that'll be on Spurgeon. Number 11, Bryn Spurgeon, draw for her first foul. That is team foul number 5 on the Eminence Lady Red Wings. Alton's been called for 3. Actually, I've got them for 2, but anyway. And Alton inbound the basketball. Looking in, got it in the corner. For Maggie Warren, puts up a shot off the window, no good, and the rebound controlled by the Eminence Lady Red Wings. Savannah Victor brings it into the front court, gives it to Spurgeon. She'll back it out between the circles, they'll start the offense from there. They'll swing it down the corner to Victor. Victor back out to Spurgeon, right side now for Porter. Porter gives it to Weaver, back to Porter. Swings it on the left side, Spurgeon powers her way into the lane, elevates for the jumper, no good. And the rebound taken by Courtney Sharp, now she gets tied up. And we're going to have a held ball, and it'll belong to the, we got a foul call. Number 32 called the foul, Savannah Victor. She got Courtney around the arm. So the foul on Victor. We heard first to the 19th foul, number 6. So Alton will shoot free throws, starting with the next foul on the Eminence Lady Red Wings. Montgomery brings the ball into the front court for Alton. Gives it on the right side to Mackenzie Smith. Mackenzie holds it high. Now backs it back out to Montgomery. Alton runs the offense here. Trying to get a little clear out for Montgomery. She couldn't get over past Weaver for the shot. Gets tied up. Now gives the ball off in the corner. Out to Maggie Warren. Back out to Montgomery. Down the right side of the lane. Leaves it for Courtney Sharp on the baseline. The left-hander curls through the lane. Shoots no good. And the rebound taken by Eminence. Here come the Lady Red Wings. Long pass up the floor. Stolen by Mackenzie Smith. And gives it right back to Montgomery with 6:15 to go in the second quarter. First half action here from the Eminence High School gym. Eric Montgomery gives the ball to Smith. Kinsey will back it back out to Evan. And your coach, Roger Gastineau, calling for a timeout for the Alton Lady Comets. 17-5 our score. Alton down 12 with 6 minutes to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most, see Alton Gun and Pop. One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most, see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
And back after the timeout, Alton Lady Comets have a little trouble on the offensive end. They've only scored 5 points. All of them came in the first quarter. And with 6:08 to go, it is 17-5. We're in the first half, actually, 6:08 to go in the first half. And Alton needing to get some buckets here, trying to climb back into this ball game at Eminence. Lady Comets inbound it to Montgomery. In the half-court game, she'll take it to the left side of the floor. Now spins back to the right. Spurgeon is on her. She'll give it up to Mackenzie Smith now. Eminence playing a little man-to-man. Now here's Montgomery going to the free throw line and gets open for the shot. Puts it up and it's good. And a bucket for Evan Montgomery. Her first 2 points of the night. And the All-Lady Comets back to within 10. 5:43 to go in the first half. Eminence with it. They'll bounce it to McDaniel at the free throw line, playing the high post. And now they'll back it back out. Spurgeon's got it. Gives to Vincent for three. That one rattles off the rim. No good. And Courtney Sharp down with the rebound. She'll give it to Montgomery. And here come the Lady Comets again. Down 10 with a chance to get it back to single digit. Got it to Mackenzie Smith, and she's going to be fouled on a baseline drive. That'll go on number 32, Savannah Victor, and will be the second foul on Victor. As going to the free throw line is Mackenzie Smith for the All-Lady Comets. Mackenzie has scored two of their 7 points. Maggie Warren, Mackenzie Smith, and Evan Montgomery all have field goals, and Courtney Sharps hit one free throw. And a free throw here, front of the 1-1. No good. Rebound, volleyed up and around, taken by Warren for the Alton Lady Comet. They get to Montgomery. Montgomery dishes it down to Warren. Gracie Warren for the lay-in. Nice play. Gracie Warren with her first 2 points tonight. And Alton back to within eight here. And Eminence getting into a little bit of foul trouble. They can't afford that. They've only got seven on the roster. And a free throw, a stop from the free throw line here. No good for Eminence. Back outside for Vincent. She'll shoot the three and knock it down. Brielle Vincent with her second 3-point shot of the night. It's an 11-point lead now for Eminence. When the All-Lady Comets were starting to make a little bit of noise, Vincent kind of quiets everything with that three. Here's Montgomery down the other end for Alton. Pulls up the jumper and scores over the top of McDaniel. So Evan Montgomery now with 4 points to lead the Lady Comets in scoring. Here to give Eminence inside, back outside, and around the horn to Vincent. She just hit one from there, and she rattles this one off the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Warren for Alton. They'll give it to Montgomery. Alton down by 9 with the basketball. 20-11 our score. Got it on the right side to Mackenzie Smith. Down the corner to Courtney Sharp. Courtney looking to go top of the key, does, to Gracie Warren. Back over to Courtney Sharp for three. Oh, that one just off the rim. No good. That would look like he was going to go in. Spurgeon rebounds, gets up to Weaver for Eminence in front of the break, and she scores. Tristan Weaver running the floor, and a beautiful pass from Bryn Spurgeon. And now Alton having trouble with it in the backcourt. Montgomery finally gets it over to Mackenzie Smith. She'll dribble drive up the right side. Looking to go into the middle. Ball is poked away from behind and is going to go out of bounds. It'll be Alton Lady Comet basketball with 3:37 to go here in the first quarter. Number 4, Porter back in the game. Number 23, McDaniel out for the Lady Red Wings. 3:37 to play. Alton down by 11 here in the first half with the basketball. Got to Mackenzie Smith. Pulls up the jumper. Bangs it in. Mackenzie. That was Warren. And now coming the other way with the ball is going to be knocked away from the Eminence Lady Red Wings. Anyway, Warren with that shot from 15 feet. Looked like it was going in. Thing popped out. So Eminence with the ball and an 11-point lead, 3:28 to go in the first half. Big strength conference action here at Eminence, Missouri. Alton and the Lady Red Wings. Boys game coming up a little bit later on this evening. Here's Eminence with it. Long shot is up and good for number 4, Rainey Porter. Eminence raining threes here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 made 3-pointers in the first half. And here's Alton. Got the ball down the court against the pressure. Got into Courtney Sharp, who misses a short jumper. Eminence rebounds it. Spurgeon pulls up from 12 feet off the break. Misses the one-hand running jumper. And the Alton Lady Comets down the rebound. Under 3 minutes to go in the half. Alton needs a bucket. Here's Montgomery. Down the right side of the lane. Pulls up. Feeds it to Sharp on the baseline. Courtney looking into the middle. Bounces one down in there for Warren. Maggie Warren. And she couldn't get a shot off. And the ball's knocked away from her and out of bounds. So Alton will inbound it with 2:37 to play in the half, down by 14. Biggest lead of right now for Eminence. Alton running. Oh, they got it in to Gracie Warren, who missed the layup. Gracie Warren snuck down the left side of the lane for the wide-open layup. And Alton back to within 12. Here come the Lady Red Wings. Got it down to Proctor. Proctor in the corner. 3-point shot is up. No good. Rebound by Victor. She goes back up and gets fouled. It'll go to the free throw line and will shoot for the Eminence Lady Red Wings. Fouls on number 25, Gracie Warren. Will be her first of the night. And it'll be number 32 at the free throw line, Savannah Victor. Hit a 3-pointer early after Alton jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the first minute. Emmons came right back with a pair of threes, one by Victor and one by Vincent. Got them up 6-2, and they haven't stopped since. It's 25-13. Victor to shoot another free throw here. This one is up, and it bounces off the rim. No good. Rebound to Vincent. Vincent gets tied up by the double team. We're going to get a held ball, and the possession belongs to the Eminence Lady Red Wings. 2:17 to go in the first half. Eminence leads it by 12, 25-13. Lady Red Wings to trigger it under the bucket. That is Victor looking to trigger it in. Got it in the corner. Now back outside to Spurgeon. Back to Victor. Curling through the lane with a shot. Blocked by Courtney Sharp. Sharp catches it and then gets tied up. And the held ball will belong to the Alton Lady Comets. Warren will inbound it for the Lady Comets. Looking, going to have to hurry now. Does finally get it into Montgomery. Evans up the left sideline. A little jump pass going down to Maggie Warren. She stops, waits for the defense to clear, shoot to three, it bounces off the rim, no good. Courtney Sharp had a hand on the rebound, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Alton basketball, I believe, off the hands of the Eminence Lady Red Wings. So here's Weaver back in the ball game, and Brielle Vincent will check out for Eminence. Alton running the inbound play, got it in the middle for Warren. Her shot is blocked by Weaver. Warren gets it right back, gives it to Montgomery. She'll stop and pop a three from the right side. That's no good. And a rebound taken by Maggie Warren. Is it right back to Gracie. Over to Montgomery. Free throw line jumper. Good. Evan Montgomery. 6 points now in the ball game. And Alton back to within 10. 25-15. Minute 39 to go in the half. All going to the other end. Eminence with it. A long three-point shot is good by number 32. Savannah Victor. Her second made three-pointer in the first half. Just like that, Eminence back up by 13. Montgomery comes to the timeline, gives the ball off to Mackenzie Smith. Now back to Montgomery. Montgomery, well, take and bake, gets in the free throw circle, bounces off to Warren. Her shot is up. That's no good. Rebound volleyed around, taken by Montgomery, who steps to the basket and scores. Evan Montgomery, half and a half. She's got eight now. And Alton trying to hang around. Here to give inside for Eminence. Back outside to Spurgeon, top of the key. She'll bounce it back to McDaniel. Short jumper from just inside the free throw line. No good. Weaver with the rebound and finally puts it back up and in. Tristan Weaver now with 6-4 Eminence. Good balance scoring up and down the lines of the Eminence Lady Red Wings. Alton breaks the full court pressure. Got the ball to Courtney Sharp in the lane. Little running one-hander. Is up and good. Courtney Sharp with her first field goal of the night. And Alton still trying to hang around. 30 seconds to go in the first half. It is 30-19. Alton has scored 14 points in this quarter. Eminence has scored 13. Eminence with the basketball. Outside, there's a long shot. Is up, and it's good again. Number four, Rainey Proctor with her second made three-pointer. You're talking about a three-point shooting basketball team. Eminence now has hit, is that seven? I think that's seven three-pointers in the first half. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 three-pointers in the first half for the Eminence Lady Red Wings. Alton on the inbound. He gets the ball into Montgomery. Montgomery, long pass up the floor, and they'll throw it over everybody's head. Trying to get the ball down to Maggie Warren, and it went off her hands out of bounds. Here comes Eminence with it. 4 seconds to go. Spurgeon in the lane, shoots with two. That's no good, and that's the end of our first half. Our score, 33-19. The old Lady Comets trail the Eminence Lady Red Wings. We'll be back to Eminence with your halftime report in just 2 minutes on the EJOM Sports Network.
When pasture is less than ideal, cattle body condition can decrease rapidly. Improve body condition by supplementing your forage with Kent Energy Lass, a free choice supplement that delivers a steady intake of vitamins, minerals, energy, and protein for your cattle in a convenient tub that works in any weather. Energy Lass is molasses-based, providing nutrients to help growing, developing, and breeding cattle perform on medium to low-quality forage. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer. Make sure your diesel vehicle meets EPA regulations with BlueDef diesel exhaust fluid from Simpson True Value. Right now, it's only $12.99. While supplies last, Blue Def is not a fuel or fuel additive. When injected into the exhaust stream and passed over a catalyst, it helps convert nitrogen oxide into harmless nitrogen gas and water vapor. This non-toxic formula is stable, colorless, and odorless, and meets safety standards set by the American Petroleum Institute. Pick up this bargain of the month, along with other automotive supplies, at Simpson True Value in Alton.
The Alton Quick Connection is a great place to go when you want some good food fast. Come in and check out their daily breakfast and lunch specials. Now serving American farm-raised catfish every day. Every Thursday from 11 to 8, three-piece catfish dinner, $10.99. Five-piece, $13.49. They also have upgraded with larger machines at the laundromat. For your convenience, remember, 24-hour pay at the pump available. For fast, friendly service and great food, stop by the Quick Connection in Alton.
Are you in the market to purchase a car, truck, or SUV? Have you found what you want to buy but haven't got your financing arranged? At Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, they want to help you make that purchase. Come by and talk with their experienced loan staff and they will discuss loan products with you. Same day decisions are their goal. They hope to put you behind the wheel of that vehicle you have your heart set on as soon as possible. Alton Bank and Bank of Birch Tree, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
We're back here at Eminence High School, Eminence, Missouri, in the heart of Shannon County. Good ball game here in the first half, although the score a little bit lopsided, but the old Lady Comets keep hanging around here. Came in as big underdogs to what is a very good Eminence Red Wings, Lady Red Wing basketball team. Alton kind of hanging around. They trail it 33-19, but it seems like it was just a moment ago. It was a 9-point game as Alton fought back from being down 14, got back to within 9 at one point, but when Eminence decides they want to start shooting the threes again, they're just deadly out there. The Lady Red Wings have hit 7 threes in the first half, so 21 of their 33 points have come from 19 feet 9 inches. All Lady Comets, on the other hand, have a little bit of trouble scoring here in the first half, with the turnover bug bit them, and I'm sure that's something that Coach Roger Gastineau is talking about in the locker room. They've got to keep from turning the ball over and just got to get some shots against what's, again, a very, very big Eminence Lady Red Wing team. I don't know if I'm stressed out enough on the pregame activities. They're here. They're about 6'2", 6'2", 6'1". I mean, big, tall girls, and they can just flat-out play. This is a good Eminence Lady Red Wing basketball team. All right, so we're at halftime again. It's 33-19. Alton Lady Comets trail here at the half. We're going to take another timeout. Back with your first half scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance Agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most, see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
To be successful in farming and ranching, you have to stay one step ahead. For instance, are you providing your cows the nutrition they need for next year's calf crop? Matching your cow's mineral needs to stage of production and time of year is critical to optimizing reproductive performance year-round. Kent Framework 365 Minerals has an option to fit your specific herd situation. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer. If you're ready to organize your home or garage, you'll want to stop into Simpson True Value for ways to make it easy. Right now, Sterlite 18-gallon storage totes are only $5.49 each. These stackable totes come in blue, hazelwood, or lilac, and are perfect for storing clothes or household goods. The snap-tied lids help keep out dust. Stock up on these great bargains of the month and other storage ideas now while supplies last at Simpson True Value in Alton.
And back here at the M&S High School Gym, let's say take a look at the first half scoring. First up, for the home team on the scoreboard, the M&S Lady Red Wings, they have scored 33 first half points, 17 in the first quarter, and 16 in the second. They're led by Bryn Spurgeon. Spurgeon with 9 points in the first half. She had a three-pointer and two field goals and a couple of free throws. Tristan Weaver, Rainey Porter, Savannah Victor, and Brielle Vincent have all scored 6 points apiece. Weaver with three field goals. Proctor with 2 3-pointers. Victor with 2 3-pointers. And Vincent with 2 3-pointers. And that adds up to the 7 that the M&S Lady Red Wings has scored or hit in the first half. For the All-Lady Comets, they're led by Evan Montgomery. She has scored 8 points in the first half. 4 for Gracie Warren. 3 for Courtney Sharp. 2 for Maggie Warren and Mackenzie Smith. We're just about ready for the second half to get started. All-Lady Comets have just made their way back out onto the floor. We expect to see the Lady Red Wings in just a moment. We're going to take another timeout. We'll be back with your second half of Alton Lady Comet basketball in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Alton Quick Connection is a great place to go when you want some good food fast. Come in and check out their daily breakfast and lunch specials. Now serving American farm-raised catfish every day. Every Thursday from 11 to 8, three-piece catfish dinner, $10.99. Five-piece, $13.49. They also have upgraded with larger machines at the laundromat. For your convenience, remember, 24-hour pay at the pump available. For fast, friendly service and great food, stop by the Quick Connection in Alton.
Are you in the market to purchase a car, truck, or SUV? Have you found what you want to buy but haven't got your financing arranged? At Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, they want to help you make that purchase. Come by and talk with their experienced loan staff and they will discuss loan products with you. Same day decisions are their goal. They hope to put you behind the wheel of that vehicle you have your heart set on as soon as possible. Alton Bank and Bank of Birch Tree, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
We're back and we're ready for our second half. The M&S Lady Red Wings finally get back up out of the locker room. Looks like it's going to be M&S ball to start the second half. They lead it here by 14, 33 to 19. Both teams back to their original starting lineups, it would appear. Yeah, remember, M&S has only got 7 players on their roster. And they've got a little bit of foul trouble. Trista Keeling with 3 at the half. Savannah Victor with 2. So they got to be a little bit careful out there. All Lady Comets going to open up here. And here's a steal by Montgomery. Montgomery with a steal, taking it down the floor into the lane, dribbles all the way up to the right side wing, and Demonis come back to that man-to-man defense, aggressive defense by Spurgeon. Montgomery gives the ball up, gives it to Courtney Sharp. Sharp down the right side of the lane, working against Weaver, throws one up. It is no good, and the rebound taken by Vincent for the Demonis Lady Red Wing. She'll give out to Victor, Savannah Victor, gives it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon to the top of the key, wings it on the right side to Keeling. Keeling wide open out there. Doesn't shoot it. And they'll swing it around the horn. Back over to Spurgeon. Spurgeon dumping it to Weaver at the high post. Down to Spurgeon on a give and go down the baseline. And it's good. Nice play of the old give and go. And the first player in double figures tonight is Bryn Spurgeon from M&S. Here come the Lady Comets. Breaking the full court pressure. Got it to Sharp. Oh, she loses the handle on the basketball. And the loose ball picked up by M&S. Here comes the Lady Red Wings. Savannah Victor brings it into the front court. Is over to Spurgeon on the right side. Now Keeling. Keeling wide open from the three-point line. Here's a long cross-court pass to be taken by Spurgeon. A little hook pass down inside to Vincent. Her shot up off the window. No good. The rebound taken by Gracie Warren. Gives it out to Montgomery. Montgomery spins in the lane. Shoots it up and in. Nice play by Evan Montgomery. And she's in the book for 10 now in double figures. That's a 14-point game. M&S with the basketball. Keeling on top. Oh, not even guarding her out of the zone. They let her stand out there wide open. Now the ball going to Victor at the elbow. Dribbles it one time. Shoots no good. Gets a rebound. Gets it over to Vincent. Vincent fires it up over the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Courtney Sharp for all. Lady Comet with the ball. Can't get back to within 13. Actually, they can get back to within 12 here with a bucket. Courtney Sharp bouncing it down on Kenzie Smith on the back door. She misses a layup, and the Alton Comets steal it going the other way. It's Montgomery. Free throw line jumper up off the back of the rim. No good, and the rebound's going to be knocked out of bounds by the M&S Lady Red Wings. It'll be Alton Lady Comet ball with 5:44 to go in the third quarter. Alden will trigger it in down along the baseline. Montgomery triggers it from the right side of the glass. Bounces it in. It's almost stolen by Eminence. Ball knocked away by Keeling. Will go out of bounds into the corner. Just go away into the bleachers to retrieve it. And Alton will inbound it again, this time from the baseline in the corner, out around the three-point line. Looking for somebody, and finally gets it in to McKenzie Smith. McKenzie back to Montgomery. Montgomery bounces it one time, feeds it to McKenzie Smith. On top now to Warren for three. That one rattles off the rim, no good. Rebound volleys up and around. It's going to be taken by Maggie Warren. Maggie will look to bounce it inside, tries to Gracie Warren. The ball is stolen by Savannah Victor for Eminence. Long pass down the floor, quick pass to Keeling, and she scores the layup. Trista Keeling. First points of the line for Trista for Eminence, and just like that, 16-point lead again for the Lady Red Wings. Red Wings double-team the ball in the backcourt. Montgomery dribbles away from it and got the ball over to McKenzie Smith. McKenzie going all the way up to the baseline. Owen dribbled it off her foot out of bounds. From McKenzie getting a little bit out of control there. Dribbled that ball off her foot out of bounds. And it'll belong to Eminence again with a 16-point lead, 5 minutes to go in the third. Spurgeon. Bryn Spurgeon. Wings it on the right side to Keeling. Trista Keeling back outside. Savannah Victor, top of the key. Left side to Spurgeon. Curls toward the free throw line. Gives it back outside for Victor. Victor spins down the right side of the lane. That gives it back out front to Spurgeon. Steps to the hole. Shoots and scores the 10-footer. Spurgeon with another bucket. She got 13. Coach Castano wants another timeout for the Alton Lady Comets. It's 39-21. Alton Lady Comets down by 18. We'll take a timeout. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most, see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
Well, back after the timeout, Alton Lady Comets now down by 18. Remember, they were only down by 14 at the half. And outscored by four here in the first 3.5 minutes of this third quarter. Eminence still in the full court pressure. Lady Comets will inbound it. Montgomery gives it up to Warren. Warren to Courtney Sharp. Going to the hole. Going to get cut off. Puts it up and gets fouled. The basket is good. It'll be a 3-point play opportunity for Courtney Sharp as she challenged Weaver. Weaver tried to block the shot. She's going to be called for the foul. So Courtney Sharp now with 5 points. First bucket of the second half. And just like that, Alton back to within 16. And can make it a 15-point game here with the free throw by Courtney Sharp. It is no good. Rebound on Weaver, by the way, was her first. And first foul called in the second half. Eminence breaks the Alton Comet full court pressure. Shot down on the offensive end is no good. But Tristan Weaver is there to clean it up and score for the Eminence Lady Red Wings. There comes Alton with it again. Here's a steal in the backcourt. Spurgeon bounces it to Keeling, who will drive to the bucket for the uncontested layup. Keeling now with 4 points in the quarter. Alton with it. Montgomery dribbles through a double team. Oh, loses a handle on the basketball. It's loose on the floor. We get a held ball, and the possession will belong to the Alton Lady Comets. And substitution for the Eminence Lady Red Wings. Number 34, Brielle Vincent out of the game. Number 4, Rainey Porter is in for the Eminence Lady Red Wings. All with it. Got it to the free throw line. Too sharp. Can't get a shot away. Feeds the ball to Montgomery. Takes it out to the right wing. Now dribbles to the top of the key. Gives it to McKenzie Smith. Back over to Montgomery. Montgomery just holds it. Waits for somebody to pop open. And it's Gracie Warren. Gracie gives it off to Maggie Warren. She drives the baseline, puts a shot up, no good, and the rebound taken by Weaver. Long pass up the floor to the Snowbird. Shot is up and good. Number 4, Rainey Porter, with her 8th point of the night off the bench. And here's a, oh, we got a foul going to be called, and that's going to be on Porter. right here in front of us. All was intended for Mackenzie Smith, and she got hammered. Foul on Porter. No, they don't call a foul. Today's ball was out of bounds. So, well, they did call a foul. All right. Second team foul against Eminence here in the second half. 3:19 to go in the third quarter. 45-23. Alton is down by 22 points all of a sudden. I mean, we had a pretty close game at half, and Eminence has just exploded here in this quarter. They've already scored 22 points. We've still got 3:12 to go. So that's not right. They've scored 12 points. Getting a little ahead of myself here. 45-23 the score. Here's Alton with it. Maggie Warren bounces it down to Sharp. Sharp turning right. Shoots. No good, but she's fouled on the drive. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 23. That is McDaniel for the Eminence Lady Red Wings. And Courtney Sharp going to the free throw line. Courtney has scored 5 points so far in the game. And looking for another one here. The first free throw is up and no good. He will shoot another. Courtney Sharp for the Alton Lady Comets. Coach Roger Gastineau. 3:03 to go. In the third, Alton looking for some points. That one is up and it's good. And that cuts the lead back to 21 at 45-24. Hey. Eminence with a big lead in the basketball. Keeling's got it on the right side. Gives it inside to Victor. Victor shoots with the left hand. No good. The rebound comes off to number 23, McDaniel. She tries to follow it up and gets fouled. That will be on number 25. That is Gracie Warren. And number 23, Courtney McDaniel to the free throw line for the Eminence Lady Red Wings. And the first free throw is up and good. So now all seven of the Lady Red Wings have scored in the ballgame. They're led by Bryn Spurgeon with 13. Good scoring up and down the lineup. Another one is up and good for McDaniel. She's got 2 points. Still full court pressure by the Eminence Lady Red Wings. Alton trying to break it. Oh, they do it. And McKenzie Smith loses the basketball. Feeds it up the floor intended for Keeling. It's going to bounce off of her and out of bounds. Kind of got twisted around the wrong way trying to catch that pass. And just got her feet tangled up. Ball hit her as she was falling down. So Alton will inbound it again. They do to Montgomery. Montgomery, long pass up the floor. Got it to Maggie Warren. Warren stops and pops the free throw line. That is no good. And rebound taken in the corner by Spurgeon. Spurgeon. Her team up by 23. Bounces it into the front court. Gives it to Victor for three. That one's off the rim. No good. And a rebound taken by Maggie Warren for Alton. Eric Lady Comets got to Mackenzie Smith driving the baseline. Short jumpers up and good. Nice play by Mackenzie Smith. Driving the baseline for a little running one-handed. And with 2 minutes to go in the third, Alton is back to within 21. 47-26. Lady Red Wings push it to the top of the key. Keelan's got it out there. Gives over to Porter. Porter inside, back outside to Spurgeon for three more. That one's no good. And Gracie Warren comes down with a rebound for the Alton Lady Comets. Gives it to Montgomery. Montgomery up to Mackenzie Smith. Mackenzie, oh, had Warren open underneath, didn't see her. Brings it back out to Montgomery. Leaves it again. And now back out on top to Maggie Warren. Right side. Now bouncing down inside to Gracie Warren. Turns and shoots. That one is no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Fight for it. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Eminence Red Wing basketball. Gracie Warren out there battling Courtney McDaniel for the loose ball. And it goes off of Warren and out of bounds. Eminence will trigger it in. Minute 27 to go in the third. 47-26. Lady Red Wings with the lead. Alton is only scored 7 points this quarter. Eminence gets the ball inside to Weaver. She turns, shoots, and scores. Tristan Weaver now with 10 points for the Eminence Lady Red Wings. And Eminence back in the zone defense. Alton with the basketball. Got it down to Mackenzie Smith on the baseline. Bounces it to the high post for Warren. Her shot is up and no good. Rebound controlled by Alton. Back out to Gracie Warren. Her shot is blocked by Weaver. Loose ball picked up by Montgomery. Montgomery just threw a double team. Now gives it back outside to Maggie Warren. She'll shoot a three, and it's good. Maggie Warren, it's a three-pointer off the left side. Alton back to within 20 now, 49-29. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Eminence with it, probably hold for the final shot of the third quarter. 20-point lead. Well, they bounce it into Weaver. Weaver back outside to Spurgeon for three. That one's good, and she bounces it in off the glass. Spurgeon bounces one off the glass for her 16th point of the night. That's her second made three-pointer, and the lead is back to 23 for Eminence. Alton breaking the full-court pressure, got it to Courtney Sharp, slides down the baseline and scores. Sharp with seven. And with 3 seconds, Spurgeon bounces it into the front court. Oh, didn't have any idea what how much time was left on the clock. So, that's the end of three quarters of play. Our score, 52-31. Alton Lady Kalamazoo down here at Eminence with the Red Wings. Again, 52-31 is our score at the end of three. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Does your family raise poultry for fresh eggs, competition, or just for fun? A successful foundation for your flock is proper care teamed with quality nutrition. Your birds deserve the best, and Kent's Home Fresh Poultry products provide the nutrient-rich diet to keep them thriving with quality ingredients formulated to supply the balanced nutrition they need every day. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed and Alton, your Kent feed dealer. Stop winter drafts in their tracks with help from Simpson True Value. Right now, choose any two 12-ounce cans of Great Stuff Gaps and Cracks Foam Sealant or Great Stuff Big Gap Foam Sealant for just $7. While supplies last, both sealants fill, seal, and insulate gaps and cracks to help soft drafts and energy loss. Get these bargains of the month, along with other great buys, at Simpson True Value in Alton.
And we're back and ready for our fourth quarter here on the first half of our basketball doubleheader. We've got the Alton Comets here at Eminence. The ladies game is going on right now, and the boys game following this. We'll have both of them for you here on the radio. 52-31 is our score. The Alton Lady Comets are down by 21, headed into the fourth quarter. And it will be Lady Red Wing basketball. Alton Lady, or Eminence Lady Red Wings will trigger it in. Back to the starters for Eminence on the floor right now. Alton's got the starters out there as well. Eminence with the ball left side. Feeds it out on top now. Round to the right side to Spurgeon. Dumping it to Weaver at the free throw line. Back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon, quick pass inside to Victor. Victor down the baseline. Travel with the basketball. So a turnover on the Red Wings. It'll be Alton basketball here. Eminence going to pull off the full court press. Alton will bring the ball into the front court. Just underway here in the fourth quarter. Alton down 52-31. Now bounce it to Sharp on the free throw line. And Mackenzie Smith cutting to the lane, and she's going to get fouled. And that will be on number 32, Savannah Victor. That will be her third of the game and a substitution. As Victor will check out of the ballgame, number 4, Rainey Porter, is back in for Eminence. Alton's inbound it. Got to get it into the corner. And Bess is knocked away and out of bounds. Number 20, Mackenzie Smith, on the trigger. 7:36 to go in the game. Looking for the outlet. Bounces it in to Gracie Warren, who scores on the left side. Gracie Warren with her 6 point of the night. That's a good play. Got the ball in the lane for an easy shot. All back within 19. Eminence with the ball. They'll swing it left side for Spurgeon. Outside and over on the right side to Porter. Porter out top to Spurgeon. Spurgeon. Back outside to Porter. Back to Spurgeon, top of the key. Spurgeon, left side now for Keeling. Keeling has the ball poked away, and it's going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Alton Lady Comets, and we're going to get a foul call. That'll be on Courtney Sharp, number 14 for the Alton Lady Comets. Second team foul on the Lady Comets here in the second half. Eminence will trigger it in to Spurgeon, cutting down the baseline. She lays it up at the end. Bryn Spurgeon now with 18 for Eminence. That makes it a 21-point lead again for the Eminence Lady Red Wings with 7 minutes to go. Here's Courtney Sharp. Nice move to get open in the lane. Nice pass from Montgomery, and Courtney Sharp turns and hits the jumper from just inside the free throw line. Sharp now with 8. 5 in the second half. Eminence works it inside to Weaver. She turns from the free throw line and scores, and she can shoot the ball. You get her the ball in the paint 9 times out of 10, and maybe even more than that, she's going to score. 6:29 to go in the game. Back to a 21-point lead for the Eminence Lady Red Wings. There's Gracie Warren for Alton driving the baseline. She throws up a running one-hander, and it's good. Gracie Warren now with 8 points. Just behind Montgomery, who has scored 10 for Alton. Their top two scores here. And here's a steal for Alton. Emmitt's working around the perimeter, and it is stolen by Mackenzie Smith, who drives for the layup. It's no good, but she gets fouled by Bryn Spurgeon, and that'll be a foul number, team foul number five on the Emmitt's Lady Red Wings. And Mackenzie Smith going to the free throw line will shoot the two-shot foul. Number 20, Mackenzie Smith, has scored 4 points in the game, two in each half, and the free throw is up here and no good. Substitution. Savannah Victor back in the game for Eminence as Brielle Vincent will go sit down. Smith back to the free throw line. 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. Alton down by 21. Actually, they're down by 19. Free throw is no good. Rebound taken by Maggie Warren. Her first shot is blocked. Second one rebounded by Weaver. And now we're going to get a travel. No, we're going to get a foul called on Weaver. Maggie Warren in there working hard. And the foul's going to be on Weaver. Warren got the offensive rebound off the missed free throw. Went back up. It was blocked. Got it again. And then Weaver fouled it. So Alton running the inbound play in. They bring it to Montgomery. Montgomery stepping toward the lane. Shot blocked by Weaver. Rebound picked up by the Lady Red Wings. They give it down the floor to Porter. All the way to the bucket. Misses the layup. And Gracie Warren down the rebound for the Lady Colonels. To Montgomery. Montgomery pushing it. Pulls up at the elbow. Kicks it outside for three. No good. The rebound's going to go out of bounds. With 5:35 to go. Boy, that was a big possession there. Alton had a chance to really cut into that lead, but a three-point shot wouldn't go down. So with 5.5 minutes to go, Alton down 56-37. Eminent back with the basketball. They're working right side for Porter. Porter going to Weaver. Back out to Keeling. Keeling back on the right side for Porter. Porter giving it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon, a little hook pass down to Weaver, and the ball is intercepted by Courtney Sharp. Here come the Lady Comets, down by 19, needing a bucket here. Montgomery, top of the key, slides it out to Gracie Warren. Over to Maggie Warren on the left side. Pulls up just inside the elbow. Shot is no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Spurgeon picks it up for Eminence. She leads the charge going the other way. Bounces it down into Keeling. Keeling back to Porter. Free throw line jumper up off the rim. No good. And another rebound for Courtney Sharp for the Alton Lady Comets. A long pass up the floor. Got it to Warren. Maggie Warren bounces it into the lane. And as the ball poked away, we're going to get a foul call on the Eminence Lady Red Wings. That one's on number 4, Rainey Porter. Will be her second of the night. And with 4:42 to go, number 15, Maggie Warren going to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. And substitution again for Eminence. Number 34 checks in. That is Brielle Vincent as Tristan Wheat. We'll go to the bench for Coach Jimbo Blackwell. First free throw is up for Warren. It's good. Maggie Warren now with 6 points in the ball game. Four of those here in the second half. Hit a three-pointer just a few moments ago. And the Lady Comets are back to within 18. 56-38 is our score. 56-39 as Maggie Warren hits a pair of free throws. Eminence inbounds the ball. 4:40 to go. Racing up the right sideline is Savannah Victor. Got it into the corner to Keeling. She'll bring it outside to Spurgeon. Spurgeon through the free throw circle. Got it over to Porter. Porter right back to Spurgeon out top. Eminence working a little clock here. We're down to 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the game. Pass one over on the right side to Keeling. Keeling going to the high post. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul going to be called. I believe it's going to be on Courtney Sharp. As Sharp playing defense in the high post is going to be called for the hold. Foul on Courtney will be her second of the game. Only the third team foul, so Emma's one down the ball. They do, and a quick three out of the corner is good. Number 32, that is Savannah Victor. Victor scored 9 points. She's hit 3 three-pointers tonight for the Emma's Lady Red Wings. All down again by a bunch. They get the ball up into the middle. Montgomery with it. Outside to Mackenzie Smith. Now on top to Gracie Warren for three. That one's up off the rim. No. And a rebound is going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Lady Red Wings. So Alton will inbound it down under the bucket with 3:51 to go. Down by 19 points. 58-39. Mackenzie Smith inbounds it to Maggie Warren. She drives the baseline, puts up a shot. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Savannah Victor. For Eminence. He'll give the ball up for Spurgeon. Urgent now between the circles. Tops one to the high post to Victor. Now back outside to Keeling. Now down low for Vincent. She goes up in the air. That's a nice play there. And the All-Lady Comets won a timeout. 60-39 is our score. Eminence with a lead. We've got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back to Red Wing Country in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Alton Quick Connection is a great place to go when you want some good food fast. Come in and check out their daily breakfast and lunch specials. Now serving American farm-raised catfish every day. Every Thursday from 11 to 8, three-piece catfish dinner, $10.99. Five-piece, $13.49. They also have upgraded with larger machines at the laundromat. For your convenience, remember, 24-hour pay at the pump available. For fast, friendly service and great food, stop by the Quick Connection in Alton.
When you're raising dairy calves for replacement heifers or dairy beef, a lifetime of good health, steady growth, solid development, and high production is established in the first hours after birth. Proper dairy calf nutrition begins with high-quality milk replacers. Kent Milk Replacers supply fortified nutrition from balanced vitamins, protein, and energy that young growing calves need. These easy mixing products come in a variety of formulas to get calves off to a strong start. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust, guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
Coach Roger Gastineau of the Alton Lady Comets still coaching. You know, his team is down by 21 points with 3:27 to go. And you always got to teach when you're a coach. It doesn't matter when you're trying to get something done, even when you're down by a bunch. Just go ahead and get it done. And all Lady Comets are down by 21, and it'll be Comet ball here with 3:27 to go in the ball game. Alton will trigger it, take it down the length of the floor. In 3:27 to go in the game, Alton is down 60-39. Lady Comets have scored 8 points here in the first 4.5 minutes of this fourth quarter. Montgomery brings the ball into the front court. Eminence picking up in the man-to-man at midcourt. Actually, they're playing a little matchup zone here. Montgomery with it, pulls up her dribble, and hands the ball off to Maggie Warren. Maggie looking to make a move on the baseline, puts up a shot. That one is no good, and Tristan Weaver rebounds for Eminence. They have a long, oh, Tristan Keeling couldn't decide whether to catch it or wait for it to bounce and catch it and go up with a layup, and as a result, the ball went right through her hands and out of bounds. So Alton gets it back, down by 21 with exactly 3 minutes to go. Montgomery into the front court. Takes it to the free throw line, or at the top of the key. Kind of pass it to the free throw line. Ball gets tipped and is loose on the floor. We got a scramble after it. We're going to get a held ball, a finally called, and it'll be Alton Lady Comet ball. So Alton Comet ball, they'll inbound it on the far sideline with 2:48 to go in the game. Don't forget, we got boys basketball coming up next. The Alton Comets and the Eminence Red Wings here from Eminence High School. Big Springs Conference basketball. Here's the inbound play for Alton, and the pass is stolen by Savannah Victor for Eminence. Gives it up the floor to Spurgeon. Spurgeon gets it over on the right side for Keeling. Keeling back out top, now back in the lane, shot is up, and good. Number 32, Savannah Victor. Victor down double figures. Third, Lady Red Wing in double figures tonight, and they're led by Spurgeon with 18. Alton running a little motion here with 2:20 to go. Got the ball to Maggie Warren, top of the key. She puts it on the floor, and that's a double dribble. Yeah, I don't know that I agree with that, but it looked like a double dribble, but she stopped it with one hand. And as Coach Gastineau, good job. He's explaining it to her and me what she did wrong. Well, stopped it with one hand, it bounced, and she caught it, and then she took off dribbling again. Just got to keep dribbling at that point. All right, so Eminence inbound the ball. Alton, little 2-2-1 full court pressure here. Ball goes to Weaver. Weaver in the middle of the floor. Got it down to Victor. Victor gets it down into the lane. The ball's going to be poked away by the defense. So a good run out on the floor and an easy break of the press. But Alton got back defensively and knocked that ball away from Keeling. Keeling on the inbound here. Gets it in quick to McDaniel. McDaniel going up with a shot. It's going to be fouled. And she'll go to the line and shoot two. Fouls on number 15, Maggie Warren, will be her second of the night. And with 2 minutes to go in the ball game, number 23 going to the line, Courtney McDaniel scored 2 points tonight, and both of them from the free throw line. Looking to shoot another here. 62-39. Our score with 2 minutes to go. Second free throw is up, and it's good. Well, 3 points now for Courtney McDaniel. So all seven of the eminent Lady Red Wings have scored at least 3 points tonight. And already three players in double figures, two more with eight. They're a fine basketball team, and they've got just about all you need. Good guard play, big girls in the middle. And here's a steal by Eminence. They got it up to Spurgeon, who will drive the length of the floor and score. 20 now for Spurgeon. Up to a 25-point lead for Eminence. Montgomery with it for all. Got it to Maggie Warren on the left side wing. Passing it out front. Ball stolen by Spurgeon. She will drive for the layup. And no good. Couldn't get it to drop. I think she picked up that dribble just about one step too early and tried to make up the difference with big, long strides. Ed Montgomery with the ball for Alton coming the other way. Give it down the corner to Montgomery. Montgomery working around the defense, going to the hole, and we're going to get a foul call on number 23, Courtney McDaniel, who was trying to keep Montgomery from getting to the lane. Going to be called for the blocking foul. Substitution for Alton. Paige Walters is going to check into the ballgame here, number 44. Maggie Warren will check out. Maggie checks out with 7 points tonight. And going to the free throw line, it'll be Evan Montgomery, number 34. Alton Lady Comet. First one is up, and it's good. Evan Montgomery leads Alton tonight with 11 points. Gracie Warren's got 8. Courtney Sharp with 9. And second free throw for Montgomery's no good. And rebound taken by Eminence. Minute 15 to go. Eminence gets up the floor to Hurdy Keeling. Her shot is knocked out of bounds. Nice play down there. Getting down the floor in a hurry was Evan Montgomery. Keeley didn't know she was coming, went up to shoot a short jumper, and Montgomery knocked it out of bounds. Eminence running the inbound play under the bucket to Spurgeon, misses the shot. Rebound gets down in the corner and taken by Eminence. They'll get it back out front to Spurgeon, and the Lady Red Wings go right side to Keeling. High post now to Weaver. Back over to Spurgeon. She'll just hand it to Victor at the top of the key. And we're down to 54 seconds to play. And the ball is going to be tipped by the defense and knocked out of bounds. It'll be Eminence Lady Red Wing basketball. Good defensive play there by Montgomery. And it'll be number 32, Savannah Victor, at inbound for the Lady Red Wings. Got it into Spurgeon. Spurgeon bounces it to the right side to Trista Keeling. Keeling to Weaver down the right side of the lane. Count it. And a basket is good. She'll go to the free throw line. Tristan Weaver now with 14 for the Red Wings. Fouls on number 14, Courtney Sharp, her third. And Weaver looking for a 15th point at the free throw line with 42 seconds to go. Free throw is up and good. So 15 for Weaver. And here comes Lady Comet with 39 seconds to go as Montgomery crosses the timeline. Goes to the left side there for Walters. Walters back to Montgomery. Bounces it down inside for Gracie Warren. Back outside, Montgomery stops and pops from the corner. That's no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Eminence has got it. Keeling, long pass up the floor to Spurgeon. Spurgeon stops, waits for the defense to clear, and shoots the short jumper. Nice play by Bryn Spurgeon. 22 points now for her. Alton the other way with 11 seconds. In the lane, pass is going to be deflected. Controlled now by Montgomery with 6. 3-point try is up off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Eminence, and that's the end of the ball game. Our final score, 69-40. The Eminence Lady Red Wings with the win over the Alton Lady Comet.